Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:24. Good morning. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan's hanging out behind the glass, and we're about to get into some more audio from Raheem Morris's presser yesterday out in Flowery Branch. But guys, we're on the move again this Friday. You realize this?
Can't wait.
This Friday is Halloween, by the way.
Ding.
So you can come out and see us and get all the candy for your trick-or-treaters at Publix on Ponce de Leon in Decatur for a special broadcast. Come in, pick up your supplies for the weekend, your football party. Come say hello to us as we broadcast live from the store. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. So I have a question, though, because it is on Halloween. Neither of you are going to dress up, are you?
Kinda. We're going to take the golf cart.
Are you mean at the store?
For the broadcast, yeah. Are you going to dress up?
Oh, no. I was looking at you
going, you're lying.
I thought you meant Halloween. I was like, well, yeah, we're going to drive around.
Friday's Halloween.
Yeah, no, I'm not dressing up for the show. I mean, I'll go as a
Falcons fan.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
a Florida fan.
Well, I would just have a sad emoji face on for both.
There's so many jokes in there. Like you go, you know, nightmare situations.
Yeah.
You go as, you know, Zach Robinson's contract. You can go as a bunch of different things. You can go as John Robinson's, you know, rushing total last week, and just it's just all scary stuff. You know what I mean? It's nightmare fuel. So there's that.
I'm very interested about this weekend already. Like, just like, cause I'm gonna be traveling, so I get to watch Florida Georgia on a plane, and then go to New England. I've been to that Foxborough once, and it was the year after 28-3.
Sure.
And it was like there was like a fog over the stadium. It was a bad game. It was not very fun. Sark ran a speed. You know, the little handoff to the wide receiver.
Yeah, a little speed sweep.
Speed sweep there at the goal line, and it was like, it was blown up.
Yeah, that's not good.
Just such an awful game. So I'm curious. I wonder if we can, you know, really get some demons out. Just exercise some demons. Go up there and win. Finally beat New England, because we haven't beat them in seemingly forever. And, you know, just feel better about yourself.
That'd be great.
So basically, if I dress up, I'm going to be the only one.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure. Well,
took a while to get to that moment. Yes, I think that you will be the only one at Publix. I don't think that I do have a costume, but I don't think I'll be wearing it. It's okay. Very low key, just a Where's Waldo costume.
I have glasses and
beanie.
I have a costume that would be comfortable enough to wear. However, I feel like somehow it would be turned into like Squid Nation fandom, so I don't want to wear it.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
It's a Squid Game tracksuit.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
I can't do that.
Yeah, right. Leave that out there.
All right, well, come see us on Friday, Publix, 6 to 9. All right, like you mentioned, we've got a big game coming up, and I know you two have been reviewing film from Sunday. Obviously, a frustrating loss to Miami. I'm sure the more you watch, the more questions you have. And we did get a few answers out of Raheem Morris yesterday up at Flowery Branch. He spoke to the media yesterday. Here he is talking about a competition forming at some spots on the O-line.
Up front, I mean, you always got to consider competition, right? We almost do that every single position, every single time. You know, obviously we got Storm coming back with Elijah. You know, obviously we got people inside that we can rotate in there with a Hinton's play some snap for us. Gwinnie, get some opportunities. We got to always have some high-level competition. But, you know, with that being said, these five guys that we got out there playing for us has given us a lot in those big-time moments. We're talking about Minnesota, we're talking about Buffalo. They've shown that they can do it at a high level as well.
You want to hear me? I'm starting to learn how to speak coach because Bo has kind of taught me coach speak, all right? So this is what I hear
when I hear these
press conferences. Yeah. Well, on this end of it, yeah. I hear the coach speak that you usually hear towards the football team, but here's what I hear that Raheem just said. Matthew Bergeron's been our best lineman this year overall, and Jake and Chris Lindstrom make too much money to ride the pine, and they're not playing good as a unit right now, so we're going to take a look at Storm at right tackle, and Ryan Neuzel better play better, at least with his communication, or he's going to be on the pine as well. And I don't necessarily disagree. I don't know that it stinks because I don't know that money-wise that should hold you back from making changes, but it always does in the NFL. Chris Lindstrom is a very good player with what we do, as is Jake. Ryan Neuzel has been very good when he knows who to block, but there has been a lot of communication issues on the offensive line, and that always is going to fall back on the center. And obviously, he's going to wear that. So I'll be curious to see what they do with the rotation. I think we've talked about Storm Norton a number of times and Elijah Wilkinson. I thought Elijah Wilkinson had a great bounce-back game in a lot of different ways. I don't think he played extremely well, but he played much better this week than he did a week ago, especially in pass protection. And so I think that that's at least something fueling a competition moving forward. If he had played another game this week like he did against San Fran, you'd just be talking about, okay, Storm Norton's going to slot back in.
Yeah,
it just is what it is.
I was afraid with Jalen Phillips coming in that I didn't know if he could block Jalen Phillips.
Yeah.
And I thought he did. I agree with you. I think in pass protection, he did all right. You know, there was the sack that we've debated where Bijan was picking up of the blitz, and this felt like Kirk Cousins had his set when he dropped back to pass was very shallow, and it kind of threw Bijan in an awkward place to step up. I'm going to say something. I don't think Ryan Neuzel's been great, but I think he's had a couple of decent games. But I think he's one of the reasons why you don't see more short yardage stuff interior, because I don't think he handles it very well. I'm not sure he's a guy that can, you know, that's the center you want a quarterback sneak behind, and I think that limits you right there. I'm not trying to be that guy. I just think that's the truth. But the reality is there is nothing I've seen in 3 years that makes me think Jovan Gwynn is better or capable.
No, I agree with that.
I'm all for the competition, and I'm fine with the Storm Norton coming in. I think Storm Norton needs to get reps because Jake is struggling. I'm not saying Jake was the top left tackle in the NFL before his injury, but I know he is severely limited at times with that ankle, and you know that as well, high ankle sprain to play a week later. That's not even a week later, 6 days later. That's something,
tough.
Dude.
That was crazy.
And so I hope it's getting better, but I just think that's hampering him a little bit. And I'll get to some other – there are a couple other guys in the blocking game that were when we get the good and the bad, the ugly, that were on my list that had performances we need to talk about.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. I'm just curious. I don't agree with you really about the Ryan Neuzel thing on the quarterback sneak. I think that's got a lot more to do with the quarterbacks than it does the actual center. And I guess my reasoning behind that would be I don't know how we'd know otherwise because we don't run it, and it's not like something you practice. It's just you can't practice quarterback sneak, and we never run quarterback sneak, so I don't know how we know if Ryan Neuzel's a problem or not in quarterback sneak.
Well, I can tell you that when he's there, go look at how at times when they ran against Tampa and Vita Vea, and I know Vita Vea is a special guy, but
yeah, I was going to say that's a little bit unfair.
You know, you got your ass whipped up front a couple of times in those type of situations. Washington
did short yardage,
yeah,
short yardage.
I don't think you trust. You trust it. I don't think you trust him coming off the ball and getting just enough push and not maybe getting your quarterback's head blown up in that instance, or getting shoved back. I'm not saying it's it's completely all in Newsel because I don't think you're good as a whole up front on short yard situations, but I do think it adds into it. That's just my thought. I mean, I could be wrong.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think is my point. You could be right, but we don't know.
We
don't ever see quarterbacks. Actually, we saw a quarterback sneak this past weekend to get off the backed up goal line so they could punt.
You know who he went behind?
I'm sure he probably went behind Bergeron.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not
criticizing.
I think that's making the point that I'm trying to make is like we don't know if Ryan Newsel is good or bad in it, and usually it's not just as easy as saying a nose guard against a center. It always works out differently than that. But I understand what you mean.
I think that let me put it this way. They don't trust it, so therefore they don't do it. And when they did do it, they did go behind who we – and it was you were on this first, who's been the best offensive lineman. It's funny because Chris Lindstrom gets all the flowers, but Bergeron's been the best guard on the team.
And not only that, but he's been the emotional leader of that offense. And I think he had to play more of that part or should have played more of that part with Drake London out because Drake London's the other guy. This offense did not have an emotional – like pulse on Sunday. They just didn't.
Can I ask you something real quick?
And sure.
I don't want to go off on a tangent. I know we got to go to break, and I'm getting the look from Allie already.
Not even looking at you.
Yep.
But is it bother you at times that maybe Penix is too just even keel? Like, every once in a while you want to like...
Sure.
Like, because I think a quarterback is a fine line. Like, I don't necessarily need the Tom Brady screaming in the Baker Mayfield at times, but every once in a while, I'd like to see the leader of the offense. I don't care how many games you started. Just go and get after some guys.
I think it's a fine line. I think he's still young. We can't say, oh, well, he's still a rookie and it's only his ninth start and then expect him to be a vocal leader at the same time. It just doesn't work like that.
I think
he's still very young inside of this offense, and I think that eventually he will get there. But I think right now there's so many other veteran leader presence people on this offense that he's like, I will heed to you and hopefully just get you the ball.
But I wholeheartedly believe there's a complete difference in being able to read a defense like you've been in the league 5 years and being the passionate player that every once in a while unloads when things aren't going right.
I think it's interesting you said he's even keeled because I feel like you can see it on his face whether it's going to be a good game or a bad game.
Wow, really?
Before
the game starts, you think you can read him?
Within the first 2 minutes, I can tell which way it's going
to
go.
Man, will you text me and let me know?
Yeah, me too, because I'd like to bet some second halves.
I would love to hear what you have to say 2 minutes into the game Sunday.
We'll figure it out. All right, the good, the bad, and the ugly will be coming up at 7. Mike and Bo are tasked with figuring out a different one for each category. Difficult job this week to pick out something good. That'll be coming up at 7. Coming up, Lane Kiffin has entered the head coach chat, and we've got my Mac drop. Last night's World Series game went back and forth for 18 innings. So we'll play a round of back and forth right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.